If you're making your yard and garden plans for this year, our next guest says that you can get some surprising benefits to your energy bill. In a recent piece on WisConText, he says trees and shrubs planted in the right places can lower heating and cooling costs.
Vijay Pandian joins us now. He's a horticultural agent and educator for the University of Wisconsin Extension, Brown County. His WisContext piece is linked on the Central Time Facebook page. Vijay, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me, Rob. Appreciate it.
So how much, before we get into specifics, how much can we save on our energy bills if we're really smart about planting trees and shrubs?
Well, you know, the rising energy cost is actually an issue for many homeowners. Say, if we do modify our landscape, we can actually save about 25% to 30% actually on our heating and cooling cost, like placing some trees and shrubs on the south side of a house, or maybe having some windbreak trees on the northwest side, or maybe even having some like dwarf shrubs around the foundation of the house. All these things actually have some major impact in reducing our energy costs.
And does this have to be kind of a long-term plan thing? Because trees take 10 years, 20 years sometimes to get big enough, I would think, to make a difference.
Absolutely. Trees can live actually beyond our generations. And so certainly, you know, when you're designing a landscape, you need to think about the future. And, you know, the long-term benefits are there quite a bit. And in the short term, you may not be able to reap them right away. Say, probably I'm talking about like 10 years from now, something like that, if the homeowners start to design the landscape right now.
And speaking of timing, I mean, are these mostly things that we can get out and plant in the spring, so we should be making these plans right now?
Absolutely. Say, you know, with the spring around the corner right now, and many local nurseries and, you know, garden centers, it's so many of the trees and shrubs, say, many of the tree species are pretty native to Wisconsin. You can easily get them, like from white pine, Austrian pine, Norway spruce, your eastern red cedar trees. These are excellent evergreen trees to be planted as a windbreak. And you can plant some, like, you know, shrubs too, actually. These shrubs play an excellent role in blocking some of the snow drift. Say, like for Radocia dogwoods, black chokeberry, nine bark, hazelnut, American cranberry bush, viburnum. These are excellent in a native shrub species, and you can plant them too. And like for shading purpose, like you can have some oak trees, Kentucky coffee trees, honey locust trees. These are, again, native species too. And they do provide a lot of shade to a house. So I think those are excellent tree species to have in our yard.
And what about digging a little deeper into that, the heat loss problem that is a problem, insulation with a lot of homes here in Wisconsin? What can we do about keeping that hot air in the house? It seems like, how would a tree help? It's outside the house, but you say it actually can make a difference.
Well, that's a very good question. And in the wintertime, it's always a huge issue when you have actually an open yard or an open lot. And when the winter wind constantly hits it, actually, we lose the heat quite a bit. Say, to prevent that and to contain the heat inside of a house, you need to have a windbreak trees. Say, a windbreak trees, you plant them in a staggered rows of like a two rows in a staggered fashion. And when you have those evergreen trees, they block those winter winds. And that will really help in conserving the heat inside of a house. Now, the other smart thing you can also do is that to give some good insulation to our foundation of the house, actually, and you can plant some like a dwarf compact shrubs, like some dwarf conifers. A lot of times there are a lot of dwarf varieties of shrubs that you can plant nearby the foundation, and that helps in a little bit in cooling or conserving the heat inside our house too.
Talking to Vijay Pandian, horticulture agent and educator for UW Extension Brown County. I want to invite your calls, actually, if you have a question about what kind of shrub or tree you can plant in your yard, or shrubs and trees you can plant in your yard to help save on energy bills. Or let us know if you've done this, if you've had that 10-year plan and are reaping the benefits now. You could call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. 1234. Vijay, you were just talking about planting dwarf varieties along the foundation. I know you want them kind of close, but how close is too close to the house for those little guys?
That's an excellent question. A lot of time I do see people planting like 1 feet, 2 feet away from the foundation. That's not a good idea, actually, to have those shrubs that too close to the foundation. Keep it about like in a 4 or 5 feet away from the foundation of the house, okay? Because you also have to think about these dwarf shrubs do tend to grow over time, actually. You know, it's not going to be staying tiny, teeny bit. Say they will tend to, you know, expand a little bit, about 3-4 feet, you know, or 4 or 5 feet spread about, and can get about like, you know, 4 or 5 feet up, above the ground. Say, and also think about, you know, spacing those shrubs. Always consider how mature these shrubs going to get, and based on that, give a proper spacing for them. So don't plant them too close, actually, from one apart the other. So many times you can plant like an alpine currant. You can plant some like in a dwarf mugo pines. So these are some shrubs that you can plant around the foundation of the house.
And we're almost getting to the warmer part of the year here, summer, when we care a lot about not letting the house get too hot. And I guess the pavement sort of soaks up a lot of heat. What can we do to stop some of that heat from bouncing back and making our houses warmer?
Well, a lot of time in the hot summertime, like in July, August, you know, if you do have like a sidewalk, driveways, or your hardscaping, things absorb too much heat, actually, and they radiate back them again to our walls or to our windows and makes our house a little more, furthermore, warmer. Say, to create a little bit of a pleasant surrounding around our house, especially near to the pavements and driveways, you can plant some hedges. And these hedges will help in cooling, you know, the air around them. Say, like typical hedges that we use in our landscape, it goes from like boxwoods, yews, your upright junipers, alpine currants, nine box, dogwoods. These are excellent hedges that you can use in your landscape.
And Vijay, I've got to mention, I've got a couple of small dead trees in my backyard because I didn't rabbit-proof them. Are there particular kinds of trees that you're looking at that we need to take special care of, especially through the winter when creatures want to nibble on the bark?
I mean, like a hungry deer and a rabbit, they can chew on any kind of trees and shrubs. And for them, the young trees and shrubs are more vulnerable to the damage. Say, perhaps in late fall, maybe if you want to put up like a hardware cloth or a chicken wire around them, and that might help in preventing those, you know, bunnies from, you know, chewing those bark. Especially the young ones. But as the tree becomes, or the shrub becomes so mature, they don't do that much of damage to the trunk of the tree, perhaps maybe to the branches if those branches are low-lying. Say, I think that seems to be the more, gives a foolproof way of protecting from the bunnies.
And when you talk about, you know, building a hedge, that could be a lot of plants we're talking about, which could mean your bank account takes a hit. Are there cost-effective ways to do this?
If you think about those hedges, you know, you plant them about like, you know, giving them a spacing of like in a couple of feet from one plant to another plant. And if you do have a long pavement, perhaps, you know, you're right, you know, it could be a little bit, you know, expensive. So in those cases, perhaps you can try actually in a putting some like mulches, having some grasses underneath, okay? They may also help you out actually in giving a little bit of a cooling effect, especially around your, you know, hardscaping pieces.
And Vijay, how much does this vary? I mean, Wisconsin's a big place. How much does our choice of a tree or shrub vary from south to north, near the lakes and away from the lakes?
Well, that's a very good question. You need to take into consideration, you know, the zone of cold hardiness for these trees and shrub species that you're going to select. So in Wisconsin, we do have three different zones. Say, people living actually nearby the lake areas from Michigan, probably they might be in the south side, they might be more into zone 5B, 5A. People living in central part of Wisconsin, maybe in zone 4, and people living in further up in north, zone 3. So the zone of cold hardiness is a key factor before you're choosing actually, you know, these plants. And plus, you need also think about if there is any microclimatic conditions. Say, if you having a house in a low-lying area, way too close to a pond, so perhaps they have some microclimatic conditions too. Say, you may need to check into the USDA cold hardiness zone map and take into consideration, these hardiness of those tree and shrub species.
We'll leave it there. Vijay, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you so much for inviting me.
We've been talking to Vijay Pandian, horticultural agent and educator for UW Extension Brown County. We've got his piece. It's a WisContext piece on shrubs, trees, and energy conservation. You can find a link to that over on our Central Time Facebook page.